Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
And welcome to Overnight America. Everyone checking their Ring doorbells tonight to see if they caught a meteor on that thing. Did anyone see that? I'm trying to find some witnesses because there's a lot of people online right now. People are all over Reddit. People are all over social media, and they're posting these videos of what they believe is to be the meteor. In fact, looks like we have someone right now that may have seen it. David calling in. Hey, what's going on?
Not much. I saw your message on Twitter to call in, so I thought I'd call.
Oh, awesome. I'm so glad you did, David. So did you actually see this thing?
Yes, I did. Around 8:48, I was out scraping my car window to go pick my son up from Taco Bell, where he works.
Uh-huh.
And I saw it looked like an emergency flare that had been shot up in the sky.
Uh-huh.
And no sound or anything. I've read on social media people heard loud sounds, but there was no sound. It was nice and quiet. And
yeah.
Just saw that bright light up in the sky coming down, thinking, why would somebody be doing that?
So where you were, you didn't see any of that. None of that really registered the noise.
I didn't hear anything. I'm in South County, right at Highway 55.
Uh-huh. But you did see it.
In Butler Hill, and I saw it nice and bright over here in South County.
You know, the flare thing
associated.
Is pretty interesting because people have been reporting different things. There's been a lot of videos online of people posting what they saw. And it's quite remarkable. You don't get to see one of these things all that often across the St. Louis skyline.
Right. And I have no doubt it was a meteor because I hear people talking about seeing it all the way down to the Lake of the Ozarks.
That
from what I'm reading online.
Wow.
So if it's that spread out, if it's really that spread out, it was coming through the atmosphere. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been lighting up that large of an area.
I think that my wife may have heard something. I didn't message her, but when I went to my Ring doorbell app, there was it looked like a live view right after it happened, and she must have heard something and then text me about it and was curious what it was. Now it's too late to message her. There's so many people that witnessed this thing tonight. In fact, a couple of the different web cameras that are set up, I think they have that one that's on the other side of the Mississippi looking over to the arch that caught it. I think a Fox 2 camera caught it too.
Right.
So immediately, what was the first thing you did? I'm just going to guess you went on social media to see if anyone else saw it.
No, the first thing I did was drove to Taco Bell to pick my kid up from work. Otherwise, he would have tried to walk home in the cold.
Oh, well, you had priorities there. But then you said
to go take care of that.
You said to your kid, "You won't believe what I just saw. Did you see that?" It's a nice topic of conversation in the car.
Yes, it was a topic of conversation. I came home and turned on Twitter and there was a video of it, and I knew I wasn't going crazy.
Wait, so does that mean you get free Taco Bell?
It doesn't mean I get free Taco Bell, nope.
Oh, bummer. I didn't know if there were some benefits to picking them up if you brought you a taco here and there, or a Fritos Dorito or burrito or whatever. All right, hey, thank you, David.
You have a good evening.
You too. Oh, that's so cool. I messaged him on Twitter and said, hey, I'd love for you to give your account of what you saw. And I'm sure there's a lot of people listening right now that may have saw that big flash. It happened about 8:55 here in St. Louis. 314-436-7900. And we're going to talk to AccuWeather in a few minutes and ask them what can we expect through the overnight and through tomorrow. I wonder if there's anything that could be picked up on their radars when it comes to that meteor. Denny calling in. Hi.
Hello there.
Well, did you witness this thing?
Yeah, it just got off the bus going to work, and I saw a flash in the sky and looked up just in time to see the meteor. Assuming it wasn't a UFO blowing up or something. My first thought was actually a rocket, so it's fireworks, something like that.
Uh-huh.
But it's faded out and nothing. I realized it was a meteor. I didn't hear anything.
You didn't hear anything either?
No, but I did see the flash right before he saw the meteor.
How alert were you for that moment?
Well, I was going to work.
Yeah, and you were driving in the car. Were you facing it, or was it in a other window?
No, I was just got off a bus. There's a good chance that I was looking up when I don't know. I saw the flash. That made me look up and saw the meteor.
Yeah. All right, Denny. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, have a nice day.
You too. All right, so here's a couple of things I'm seeing online. And if you saw this thing too, give me a call at 436-7900 or 800-925-1120. So when I hop on, there are so many different clips online. And let me just tell you how it looks. I mean, it looks like a shooting star. That's what it looks like, but really low to the ground and right over St. Louis. The meteor has been posted all over, and you can find it too. The Earth Cam even has a picture of it. You know the Earth Cam, the one that sits? Ooh, there it is, going right over St. Louis. I'm telling you, they're going to be using that footage forever. They have a video of a meteor streaking over the arch. Are you kidding me? How can they not use that video for the rest of time? That's like the perfect marketing video. Bobby calling in. Hi. Oh, hold on. Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. Bobby's still on the line. I think I pressed the button too quick. Producer Zach's still talking to him. Okay, so if you saw this thing, you can even text in at 314-436-7900. And like I said, we're going to talk to AccuWeather in a couple of minutes. In fact, they're going to give a pretty good take of what's going to happen weather-wise over the next couple of days. Because, it's super-duper cold. That's the best way to put it. We might hit record colds through the overnight. All right, let's try this again. Bobby, hi.
Hi. How's it going?
Good.
I was driving west on, or thanks for having me on, first of all, but I was driving west on Hancock, just inside the city limits of St. Louis, and I've never seen a meteorite unless it's been on TV or whatever. I mean, I freaked out. I was with my girlfriend, and I froze and just was like, I was at the intersection of Ivanhoe and Hancock. And so I'm interested to find out if we can figure out where exactly this thing fizzled out.
Yeah.
Because it felt like it was 50 feet in front of me.
Oh, wow.
And...
That
I don't
close.
Know if. Oh yes, but well, so the reason I think it's that close is because further down the road there were trees in the neighborhood, and I figure if it would have gone out beyond that, it would have been the trees would have been in the way, and I would have kind of seen parts of it. But it looked like, I mean, I literally said to my girlfriend, I said unless some guy's on top of his house and he shot a firework with a perfect trajectory, I'm pretty sure that was like a meteorite or something. But it happened so quick, but it's just, I'd be interested to find out if, people, if there's researchers out there or anybody, if they can figure out those statistics of where they think it could have gone. Because
the National Weather Service put out a tweet, and they essentially said a lot of times that these things break up so much that it's pretty rare to find anything that hits the Earth. Like, there's no use in going out hunting for this thing. Mostly, there's no way to really track where it landed. But you're sounding like it was super close. Now, I can tell you this, Bobby, if you can find that, it's very valuable. It looks like you're going to be hunting for this thing before we know it.
Well, and I got out of my car, and I don't know if I smelled sulfur, if I smelled sulfur from the sewer, because we were right by a sewer lady.
Oh, okay.
But I smelled sulfur. What smelled like sulfur?
Oh wow! I wonder if that's what it smells like. Maybe I can ask our meteorologist. We're going to talk to from AccuWeather. Maybe he'll know.
I'll
ask him what a meteor smells like when it hits the Earth. I'll ask him for that. If that's the case, you better go out as soon as there's sunlight. You better go find that thing.
Because if it was that close, it was 50 to 75 feet above the ground.
Wow.
Where I saw the flame go out.
That's
now,
amazing.
My depth, my perception could be off, but it seemed like it was a firework coming from a house almost.
Wow.
It felt like it was that close. So.
Well, thank you for sharing that, Bobby.
Yep. All right, thanks for having me on.
Bye.
Bye.
Wow, that was a good one. Oh, Steve, you witnessed it too?
Yeah, the thousands of us that are parked on I-70 westbound saw it right down the south side of the interstate. And,
you got a show tonight.
I thought
tonight.
It was a giant, gigantic bottle rocket or something.
Oh, okay.
But it travel time from Bridgeton to the parking lot prior to T.R. Hughes, where I've been sitting for a long time, is so far 2.5 hours.
Oh, no. That's terrible. And you're going westbound?
Yep.
Oh, that's something. I didn't realize it was that bad on 70 right now. Now, Alex has been reporting on that, but I didn't realize it was that bad.
Yeah, it's just pathetic. I don't know if I'll make it home or not.
Oh, that's so terrible. All right. Well, be careful. All right, Steve.
All right. Have a good evening.
Bye. Oh, that does not give me a lot of optimism tonight. Do not like the sound of that. All right, we're going to hook up with our friends over at AccuWeather in a few minutes. And if you witness that meteor, you can text in if you'd like, 314-436-7900. That's the number here on Overnight America KMOX. Welcome back, and I want to thank everyone that called in right before the break there to talk about the meteor they just witnessed. Whoa. I'm telling you, that one Skycam that they have over on the other side of the river that's facing downtown St. Louis, a nice little view of the arch at that one park, and I can't remember. There's a statue of a guy that I think was the financier of that little park. You know, he's on a bench or whatever, and, you know, it's a beautiful angle. A little catwalk that goes down to the patio there that looks over. And I've been meaning to go down, sit down, view that in person. But I haven't. But they have that live sky view thing, which is kind of cool. And they had a beautiful video of that meteor just flying right by the arch. It looks like AccuWeather is a couple minutes late. Do you have a phone number for them, Zach? I have it in the other room, but I don't know if there's one that you would have in the producer's booth. See, I don't know it offhand, because normally if they are running a little bit late, they would give us a call, let us know, but I don't think AccuWeather's hooking up. Maybe we'll try to get to them a little bit later in the show, because the weather has just been so poor lately, and today it was really bad. You know what I noticed just driving around and trying to get into work today? Looking out my front window, I live in one of those neighborhoods where it's a little bit hilly, and these cars, there's some cars out there that are just not prepared for winter. So if you're driving around in this little sports car, you know, rear wheel drive or something like that, and you're trying to get some traction and you can't get up a hill in a neighborhood, maybe that's a sign that you shouldn't be leaving your house. You don't have the, because what's going to happen when you get onto the interstate? And if someone else turns on the brakes and you can't do anything, or if there's any hill or trying to get up a ramp or down a ramp or whatever it is, what's going to happen at that point? You're going to be in some serious trouble. And you saw some issues too. And Bobby called in, and I had to look up the traffic over there. There are a lot of areas that are having really slow traffic still tonight. And he mentioned 70. So he said he left from Bridgeton, and he was going west on 70. And let's see, so eastbound 70 through St. Charles, right before you get over the Missouri River. So right over by that, the casino. It's slow there. But when you continue to go west by Mid Rivers Mall, it is really slow. It looks like there is a crash right on the westbound side, and it's backed up big time. Wow, it's backed up for over a mile. Looks like it's backed up almost all the way to O'Fallon. So if you're traveling on the interstates anywhere, still remain to be careful. And even though the snow has ended, you know, it was probably done about 5 o'clock. Man, everything underneath it, and it just cooling temperatures left the roads still slick. There was a couple of times I was in the driving, and the back wheel started to slip. I can feel it starting to fishtail a little bit in a few different areas. And I specifically drove my, what I call the Rough Rider. See, we as a family have a nice car, and then I have my Rough Rider, which is my four-wheel drive. You know, I'll use it as a backup car when we're not using the family car. And I'll also use it when the weather is bad because it's got four-wheel drive and it helps me through conditions of the snow. I like that Jeff just tweeted me about the meteor. This meteor thing is exactly how zombie movies start. Is that right? Is this how zombie movies start? David. All right, see, meteor shower. When is the next meteor shower? Ooh, they're looking at some of these peak times. The Northern Turrids active peak is between November 11th and 12th. Ooh, it looks like that's what we may have just experienced. That's kind of cool. Oh, AccuWeather's on the line. Ooh, AccuWeather meteorologist Kyle Elliott. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. I got a question for you.
Okay.
Here in St. Louis, we just experienced a meteor, which is pretty exciting. Do you know what a meteor smells like?
I have absolutely no idea.
So they don't teach you that in meteorology school?
Nope. Even though we're called meteorologists, that is a geologist speciality, believe it or not, or an astronomer speciality.
I see. So when they talk about look up in the skies, you can have a high probability of seeing a meteor or a meteor shower, things like that. It has nothing to do with the things that you guys track.
Nope, absolutely not.
Does that even register on a radar?
Not that I know of.
You're not going to see it on the weather radars.
No, absolutely not.
Because I know your weather radars can pick up some weird things. So you can see instances where, you know, wind is changing or water is, you know, is falling in a certain way, or you can see certain lines, but not always can you find things falling from the sky on it.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So today was a really cold day and a lot of snow in St. Louis. I think today was actually worse than what they predicted. And from my experiences, normally you try to almost overdo it a little bit in order to try to, you know, when it comes through less, people are a little happy. They're like, oh, it could have been worse. But today it seemed like one of those worst days.
Yes, it really was. I mean, you guys changed over to snow really quickly there, and it looked like it snowed to beat the band there for about 5 or 6 hours, and the temperatures plummeted down through the 20s. So I think that's why you picked up more snow than what was originally expected. It's just the fact that it snowed for longer and harder than what we thought.
Longer and harder than what we thought. And yep. Even went, what, I thought yesterday when we spoke to Carl Babinski, he mentioned by about 4 o'clock, this thing should be out of the system. It went, you know, over an hour after that. And
Right. Man,
we saw so many problems on the roads with it too. I thought our saving grace was going to be the pavement being warm enough that it would just melt when it hit, but that wasn't the case either. It didn't seem to really melt. The snow kind of slushed a little bit and it stayed icy. So that was a scary part too.
Yeah, I think the two factors to that were just how fast the temperatures fell. But I think the bigger factor than that was the snow came down hard. I mean, it just came down so hard that it overwhelmed those warm pavement temperatures, and those cooled quickly. So I think that combination really led to the issues out there, unfortunately.
Again, if you put together a cover band, like of just meteorologist, a hard snow would be a great name for a cover
hard
band.
Hard snow.
Hard snow. So with that, the temperatures could hit a record low here tonight in St. Louis. Because right now I saw the record set was in 1911, 12 degrees. Is there a chance we break that tonight?
Yeah, I think there's a pretty decent chance you break that tonight, actually, believe it or not.
Wow.
Just simply based on what the temperature is there right now. I mean, you guys are already down to 19.
Yeah.
And that's at 11 p.m. You have another, even if it falls a degree an hour through 7 a.m., that's 11 degrees right there. And that's exactly what we're forecasting. So it looks like a steady, slow fall from here on out. But the record's 12. I think you guys could go down to 10 or 11 tonight.
Are you rooting for us to break a new record?
I absolutely despise the cold, so absolutely not.
I mean, this is a big storm that moved through. A lot of areas saw a ton of snow. I have family in Michigan that's got many inches of snow up there.
Yep. So
this is such a wide, wide storm that went and just covered what seemed like a majority of the United States.
Yeah, for this time of year, it's very abnormal to have a storm of this magnitude, you know, cover this much of a large area. Usually you get a storm, they can produce 1 to 2 feet of snow, but they do it in a small area up in the Dakotas, northern Minnesota, you know, upper peninsula of Michigan. But for this to cover the areas that it did this early in the season, it is very abnormal for something like this to happen.
Who got the worst of it today?
It looked like to me that of the actual snow from the storm itself was lower Michigan that got the worst. But then you have these lake effect snow bands, very narrow bands that are coming down there along the shore of Lake Michigan, eastern shore of Lake Michigan. Those areas are just getting pummeled. Somebody's probably going to walk with 2 feet or more in one of those bands.
Wow. Yeah, my parents live in southern Michigan. So, yes, they were right in the middle of that.
And, oh, they got pummeled.
Oh, yeah, I know. They didn't want to leave the house. My dad, he's a veteran, and he said all these different places that are offering free meals, we can't go out and enjoy any of them because of this snow.
Right. Hey, I don't blame him for not wanting to leave. I know if I was there, I'd be sleeping all day long.
I know. They were settled in, and they realized, you know, it's not worth the free $10 meal or whatever that was offered for them to go out into the, you know, it's sometimes you got to put it in consideration. I don't know what it's like where you work over at AccuWeather, but when someone brings in a pizza, for example, and they say, oh, there's free pizza in the break room, everyone floods into it. They're willing to elbow their fellow employee, it means they're going to get a slice of pizza, which is probably valued at about 55 cents they'd be willing to elbow someone for.
Exactly.
You know? So you got to be careful. You got to put these things in perspective. Sometimes,
it's not quite that bad here, but it can get pretty feisty on the ops floor.
Oh, I get it. But sometimes you have to weigh the benefits, which is it really worth going out right now? And so many other people in this area said it is not. And we saw the commutes double or triple in some areas during drive time tonight. Just so many people were just, if you were doing 30 on the interstate or 35, you're doing pretty good. Some areas, they were only doing like 10 miles an hour, which means that it would take them 2 or 3 hours to get home.
Right.
And it was just such a slow go around because everyone just, of course, you can't get around working, you know, and some people don't have the luxury of staying home when there's moments like this. So it was a little bit rough. So what are we going to see on Tuesday? Is it just going to be pure cold?
Yeah, it just looks cold tomorrow. I mean, the winds aren't going to be nearly what they are right now out there. I mean, it looks like you're from the northwest at about 15 to 25 right now. So I don't think that's going to continue through the whole day today. I think they'll gradually subside. But even, you know, highs in the mid to upper 20s out there, northwest winds still 8 to 15 miles per hour. It's going to feel cold. I mean, people are going to have to bundle up, wear gloves, coats, scarves, you know, the works, something you'd think out of January, not in the middle of November.
Yeah. So what's the high on Tuesday?
27.
Yeah, that's not, it's still below freezing.
It's
really
still cold.
Right now, they're out there, they're treating the roads and they're doing everything they can for something like this. Then it warms back up. So it looks like all the snow is going to be gone in a few days.
Oh, yeah. I think you'll still see some sticking around tomorrow and even into Wednesday. But I suspect if not by the end of the day, Wednesday, by the end of the day, Thursday, it should pretty much all be gone.
Okay. Kyle Elliott, AccuWeather meteorologist, thank you so much for coming on to Overnight America.
Yep, you got it. Have a good night.
That was really cool. Well, there you heard it. We might break a record tonight, a record low set in 1911. The record you don't want to break. This is Overnight America, KMOX. Welcome back to Overnight America. Yes, how about the meteor that went over St. Louis? Wow. A lot of people messaging and talking about that online. One person texted, I saw the meteor in South County driving north on Lindbergh. I thought it was a firework at first. A lot of people said that. Some people said they heard a boom. So I guess depending on where you were, you could have heard that boom. But the people that called into the show as witnesses, they saw the thing. They did not hear a boom. The boom comes later when you go online and you see everyone talking about it and you're like, whoa, boom. That's the sound that comes out of your mouth. No? Eh. You know, there was something that happened up in Canada and I'm a little disappointed because Don Cherry's been fired from his coach's corner and that's really disappointing. I'm going to play the coach's corner that got him fired. Why? Because I think it's stupid and ridiculous that he would get fired over this. To me, it indicates they were just trying to find a way to get rid of Don Cherry. So here, let me back up for a moment. So it is Veterans Day, but in Canada, they have Remembrance Day. And a symbol of that is the poppy. Now, we use the little red poppy on Memorial Day here in the United States, so it's used at different times. And if you don't know the history, I went to history.com, and they had a really good rundown and explanation of it. And here was the rundown and explanation. The Remembrance Day symbolism of the poppy started with a poem written by a World War I surgeon who was struck by the sight of the red flowers growing on the battlefield across northern France and Flanders, which was northern Belgium. The brutal clashes between the Allies and the Central Power soldiers tore up the fields and forests, tearing up trees and plants and wreaking havoc on the soil beneath. But the warm early spring of 1915 brought these red flowers, and they peeked through the battle-scarred land, and they noticed that. A woman by the name of Monia Michael, she vowed to always wear a red poppy in remembrance of the sacrifices that happened on that field. She found the initial batch of fabric blooms for herself and her colleagues at a department store. She began a campaign as a national symbol for remembrance, a poppy in the colors of the Allied nations' flags entwined around the victory torch. Other nations followed suit, and today, World War I, though, may be over, of course, by over 100 years. Millions of people in the United Kingdom, Canada, France, Belgium, Australia, and New Zealand don the red flowers every November 11th, known as Remembrance Day, and to commemorate the anniversary of the 1918 armistice. So in the United States, the tradition is a little bit different. Normally, they wear it on Memorial Day, which is the last day of May. So that's just a quick little history of the poppy. Now, you probably knew that. You probably understood the association, why people would wear it, in the association to the war and remembrance, and also for support of those that served the country. And if you go back and think about all the different sacrifices that were put in some many years ago, there's no such thing. If anyone that served in World War I, there was no such thing as comfort. It's unbelievable. Anyone survived given the conditions that they were in. It's unbelievable, really. Today, I don't think anyone outside of those who have served this country could go back and live in those conditions for 24 hours and be able to survive. It's just remarkable. Just an unbelievable, unbelievable toughness of those soldiers. So Don Cherry, he's doing his Coach's Corner, and he's getting close to Remembrance Day in Canada and, of course, Veterans Day here in the United States. And as part of his Coach's Corner, following these televised remarks, gets fired. What could he have said? You want to hear what he said? Let's just play it. I just think it's so ridiculous.
You know, I was talking to a veteran. I said, I'm not going to run the poppy thing anymore because what's the sense? I live in Mississauga. Nobody wears, very few people wear a poppy. Downtown Toronto, forget it, downtown Toronto. Nobody wears a poppy. And I'm not going to. He says, wait a minute. How about running it for the people that buy them? Now, you go to the small cities, and you know, those, the rows on rows, you people love, you that come here, whatever it is, you love our way of life, you love our milk and honey, at least you could pay a couple of bucks for poppies or something like that. These guys pay for your way of life that you enjoy in Canada. These guys paid the biggest price. Anyhow, I'm going to run it again for you great people and good Canadians that bought a poppy. I'm still going to run it anyhow.
Love you for it.
All right, so then they go into the pre-produced piece here where he's at a cemetery of soldiers, and he goes through and he talks about the importance of the poppy. And I can play that part too. I mean, why not? I'll just play the whole thing. Did you catch what made people so outraged that it required the hockey night in Canada to fire Don Cherry over this? 85-year-old Don Cherry makes these comments in the Coach's Corner segment, and they thought it was so offensive what he said. So offensive that he had to be removed immediately. This is so ridiculous. So here's the segment he ran. Sounds like a throwback segment, something they've recorded and played in the past.
Here we are, November 11th. We're in Trelenkin British Cemetery in France. On November 11th, I want everybody to remember when you're buying a poppy and you see row after row of our Canadian dead here. And I'm going to put here, we visited Thomas William Mackenzie, Military Medal and Bar, Canadian Field Artillery. He died 7 days before the end of the war, 27 years old. So when you're walking by and you see our great legions, guys standing there and they offer you a poppy, think of all this. These guys gave their lives. At least you can buy a poppy.
Okay, that's what he said. This is what I get from what Don Cherry said. Show some respect and some support. And the sad thing is, he has to shame some people on Remembrance Day in Canada or here Veterans Day in the United States to remind them to show some respect. It's a shame that someone has to say it out loud, but he does. And one very simple way to do that, you could wear the poppy. Sure, that could be it. He's not trying to go out there and make this grand point that, you know, if you don't wear a poppy or whatever, you know, you're making the biggest mistake of your life. Or what he's saying is so many people don't even care to care. And so many people on top of that even have these issues of disrespect for those that serve. He's 85 years old. He's seen it over the years and he's seen a decline over the years. He knows that people react in certain ways in today's society that they have no idea what happened in World War I or World War II or anything that these fine soldiers had to go and take care of business. And I can see how that could be taxing and tiring when you get to a certain age. You've seen it enough and you got to say something about it. I got no problem with what Don Cherry said whatsoever. But here's the thing that got everyone all riled up. He used the term "you people" in reference to people that weren't supporting, people that were coming in and giving no respect to the fine soldiers on Remembrance Day, the ones that gave their lives. And again, people interpreted that in the completely wrong way, which is, oh, what do you mean, you people? This is what happens when you get in a fight with a worked up wife, for example. You say one thing that is going to be taken and it's going to be amplified a million times, and you're going to realize that's not what I meant, but it doesn't matter. I'm already in trouble. And during those comments on the Coach's Corner, Sportsnet, which is the company that runs Hockey Night in Canada, but they license it through the CBC, put out a statement, said, "Sports brings people together. It unites us, not divides us. Following further discussions with Don Cherry after Saturday night's broadcast, it has been decided it is the right time for him to immediately step down. During the broadcast, he made divisive remarks that do not represent our values or what we stand for." They tried to force Don Cherry to apologize and say he was wrong. And he said, "Forget this. This is stupid." Can I just take a moment? You know what this reminds me of? When Don Marsh here in St. Louis, when he was working over at public radio, said something totally innocent and people went crazy about it. And he said, "Forget it. I don't need this." This is what it reminds me of. This is a different generation that's willing to stand up for the just absolute nonsense that we see in this PC culture that takes it way too far. And the fact that people were calling to get him out and to say that, you know, oh, he's such a terrible person because he wants people to show some respect for the veterans on Veterans Day, or Remembrance Day, I should say, that's so ridiculous. So I'm glad that there's people that are going to say, you know what, I'm not apologizing. I'm not going to bow down to the mob. I'm not going to go down and kiss their feet. I'm sick of this sort of thing. I'm sick of this culture, and I'm sick that people are doing this. In fact, it even implies that their rights are winning. This is stupid. Now, he's 85 years old. He doesn't have to continue to do this. He does it because he likes it. I like Don Cherry. I think Don Cherry's great. He's a national treasure in Canada. I used to watch him all the time. I lived in Detroit, so we got the CBC. I used to watch Hockey Night in Canada every Friday and Saturday night. And when I got old enough, I watched it with my buddies. And anytime there was the Red Wings playing, we never watched our local coverage. If they were on the CBC, we watched that coverage. We thought it was better. They did a fantastic presentation. And I always loved to hear what Don Cherry had to say. He was a no-nonsense type of guy. Still a no-nonsense type of guy. Bravo to Don Cherry. You know what? I think most people will look at this and realize they were just trying to find the right opportunity to cut him loose, and this came around, and it was their first exit out. That's kind of cowardly, but that's just the way it works, I guess. We'll take some of your calls on this. Greg, hold on. I'll get to your call right after the break. It's Overnight America, KMOX. And thanks for joining us here on Overnight America. You get CBS News at the top of the hour and get an update on Jimmy Carter. So some of the breaking news that happened tonight, he was admitted to the hospital. He's going to have a surgery tomorrow. So he's down in Atlanta, 95 years old. And I think they need to relieve some pressure from his head or brain. We'll have CBS give an update here in just a couple minutes. Let me get to Greg over in Afton. Hello.
Good evening, Mr. Rector.
Oh, yeah.
I might be tired, okay? You told me to listen to it, you know, and see if you can catch it. I didn't catch it. What did he say that was wrong?
Oh, he used the term "you people," and they're taking that in, you know, immigrants are up in Canada, and they're saying, "Oh, you people." So they, of course, that raised an eyebrow, and they took it that way. I just think it's ridiculous.
Wait a minute. I still don't get it. You people, I don't get it anyway. He's talking about everybody who's listening. It doesn't matter. I would take it as just everybody. You people out there who don't believe in this, well, hey, think of it this way. I think that's how I would take it. But then again, I guess I would be thrown in jail for what I said.
I said,
why not give 1 hour to God and go to a church every week? 1 hour, what is it, 168 hours in a week? You know? I mean, I've been vilified for that, too. So I think we're living in some strange times, don't you think, Ryan?
Very strange times. The whole time, everything's nuts about this time. It's everything we know is just going to continue to get worse. But, you know, at one point, you got to believe it's not going to get any worse, and then it continues to get worse.
Well, I have a question for you, Ryan, okay, because I know you tweet, correct?
Yes.
All right. I know it's off subject, but it's kind of not. I started, you know my last name. Mm-hmm. All right, so put that off to the side. I've tweeted before, and because I've seen people cuss and whatever on that on the Twitter sphere. Mm-hmm. So I decided, okay, I'm going to start an account and be very nice and try to be positive. Mm-hmm. Well, the other day, how can this happen? I get all these impressions. The next day, they're down to zero. Can they actually erase my impressions?
No, I mean, I don't think that's the case. And Twitter's a little bit weird because once it's almost like a fire hose. So there could be impressions one day, but unless you're continuing to feed that fire hose, it's just going to go dry, you know? So I think that unless if you stop tweeting, then the zero impressions makes sense. But if you continue to tweet and you get zero, that's a little bit weird, I guess.
I'm dull because I hardly get a retweet. You ought to check me out, okay? You have a great night.
Thank you, Greg. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, I'm not going to have to check that out. Tweet at me, Greg, so I can have your account. And here's the thing on Twitter. There's certain different safety measures that go into Twitter. And one of my things that I enable in the settings is that if someone doesn't have a confirmed account, meaning someone just, you know, comes on and they're going to, I'm going to make a fake account and I'm not going to confirm it with an email address or anything like that, it automatically filters out. I do not see any of those things. So just make sure, if people are tweeting me and I don't see it or I don't respond, it's probably an instance where did you confirm to make sure your account was, you know, something that you backed up with an email address? Because if the answer is no, and you know, you have like an anonymous account thing, I don't even see any of those. It just filters automatically out. But yeah, Greg, message me at Ryan Recker on Twitter, at Ryan Recker. And then I'll have your Twitter handle that way. It'll be easier for me to do it. And anyone can tweet at me that way too. You can also listen to the podcast if you want to download the podcast at KMOX.com/ONA. You know what I do? Once a night, I'll go look at this. I use a service that helps me monitor if I go on any charts. So what I like to do is I'll go and I'll pop on and I'll see, okay, am I trending on any iTunes charts? And this really helps the show get discovered. If you go online, and if you have like an iPhone, like maybe you're using the Android, you can do it on the Android too. But you search for my show on your podcast app, Overnight America. And once you find me on there, leave a review. Leave a positive review of the show. And it really does help other people find it. So for example, I put my show in the news commentary category. I feel like that's the closest of all the categories. There's a news category and a news commentary. And I feel like, you know, I'm commentary. I'm not a journalist by any means. But I rank 85th on that list, the 85th most popular news commentary podcast in the United States. In Canada, I'm the 118th most popular news commentary podcast. So I love seeing those things. But it drives you to want more. And I want more people to be able to find this show. So if you enjoy it, let other people you know about, let them know about the show too. It's Overnight America.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.